Big hair, big hearts. Daphne Beauregard can smoke an entire pack of Parliaments and drink a liter of vodka in one night. Just watch. She does lines of cocaine like they're pixie sticks, huffs keyboard cleaner spray into her nose, gulps pills, sucks the bong, and still she is beautiful. Regal, even. A Dixie queen from Kansas with the best rack you ever saw. Daphne Beauregard lives with me. At least until my mother comes back. Daphne doesn't have parents either. Not really. Her father's back in Kansas, and her mother's usually traveling for work, reviewing hotels across America. She's got no siblings and calls me her sister. The bumpkin and the chink, she says. Perfect match for this place. Her drawl is thicker when she drinks. I ask her to read receipts aloud to me sometimes. Pages from my books, magazines, alien romances from the National Enquirer. Talk, just talk, I say, in bed at night. When I close my eyes, I pretend we live in the country, just the two of us, back in Kansas where a lightning storm has just cracked the sky open. Daphne has a grandma in the Florida Panhandle, and one weekend we decide to drive up and visit. We drink vodka sodas and puff on joints the whole way, bare feet out the window. Her grandma isn't home when we arrive, but we're thrilled to find a tanning bed in the middle of her living room. We strip naked. I climb inside the glass bed and pull the hood down. I light a cigarette and let the buzz drill through me. I ask Daphne to take my picture like this on her disposable camera, the filter slanted out of my mouth, ribbons of smoke glowing under the light, my nipples purpled in UV. I tell her this portrait will be my masterpiece, the photo I want blown up and framed when I die. I will call it Human Cancer on Cancer on Cancer. Daphne is too mature for boys. They don't make them like they do back home, she says. To hell with these polo and sweater vest chumps. She wants a real cowboy, and she tells me so. A man who will spit dip into a plastic bottle. A man who can two-step. I come from big hair and big hearts, she says, not this rah-rah money crap. One night, during a party at my house, I smoke weed laced with angel dust. I hallucinate beetles are digging into my skin. I need to be held down to keep from scratching. A boy named Stratton from math class puts my head in his lap and smooths back my hair. You're too good for this, he says. Stratton believes in God, and I don't. You're too smart for this. You could go to college. Get straight. Daphne does not approve of this boy, though he'll be the one to save my life, the first boy to ever love me. Daphne and I start drinking first thing in the morning to dull out the throbs. We skip school and sit on my back patio and smoke, tell stories about her first boyfriend, Glenn, my first drum set, a red pearl, her first road trip, Kalamazoo. My favorite nostalgic smells, strawberry gas mask, hotel sheets, Vegas casinos, pine. We only sit down with the past. I think before I was born, before this life, I was an artist, she says. I dab out my cigarette. Once, I was a horse.